Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we'll get into your texts and phone calls on the Lions, but there was some college football played locally.
There was. And
it wasn't very good in Ann Arbor. Much better at East Lansing, John.
It was, and I want to talk a little bit about Mel Tucker. And we didn't know a lot about him. His resume as a head coach is not extensive. 1 year at the University of Colorado. But before I start talking about Mel Tucker, Stoney, if we don't know what our last show will be, I never knew what my last game was going to be. And in the year of 2020, like, we don't necessarily know what's going to happen tomorrow. My first game at the University of Michigan, it was the kickoff classic against Virginia. And I had a chance to obviously start as a redshirt freshman. I'm thinking, this is great. I've made it.
Was right? It weird playing in the Ann Arbor your first game when there was a Virginia like a name in one of the end zones?
Honestly, I didn't even notice.
Oh, that's great. Come on, Stoney. You gotta. Everybody doesn't know that.
I know.
No, and but so in that game, I'm thinking to myself, I'm starting as a redshirt freshman. This is great. I've got 4 years ahead of me. If I can start as a freshman, maybe I'll have a chance to play in the NFL. And it was maybe the worst half of football I've ever played in my life. And I was benched at halftime. I wasn't on the field to experience the last second play from Scott Dreisbach to Mercury Hayes in the corner of the end zone. I obviously was in the pile to celebrate. And little quick tip, never be on the bottom of a pile when it's 90 degrees. That really sucks. But after that game, Mike DeBoer, our offensive line coach, former offensive coordinator, he brought me into his office and he said a couple of things to me. And he said, What if that was your only shot? What if I don't ever put you in the game again? What if you had sustained an injury and you never got a chance to play? And that is the one opportunity that you had. The rest of your life, you've got to look back on that opportunity and say, that's who I was as a football player, because that's what's on film. And I left his office as a, I don't know what I was at the time, 18, 19-year-old kid, and I was damn near in tears. He almost made me cry, and he gave me a video, and it's kind of interesting on Saturday night that Mike Tyson would be fighting. He gave me a video of Mike Tyson and the cut-ups of how he would come out of the corner, and he said, this is how I want you to attack every time that you come out. I am going to give you another chance. Now, I don't know if it's going to be this week. We'll see how you practice, but I'm going to give you another chance. Michigan State and Mel Tucker, what did they do with the opportunity to go into the big house? They came out of the locker room like Mike Tyson and attacked the football field. What did they do when they had an extra week of practice? They added more run periods. They added more one-on-one run. They added more of being physical. And what did we see on Saturday? One of the things that Coach Tucker talked about after the game was, his quote was, the practices started to sound like they were supposed to sound. You started to hear pads popping. The preparation going into this game, game planning for a team that was the top of their division. I don't care. You take away the name Northwestern,
right?
The top of their division.
They were 8th in the country.
Yes. And they come out. They're the team. Zero sacks. For an offensive line that has been much maligned, not just this year, but over a couple of years. They found a way for an offensive line that couldn't run the ball to gain 195 yards on 47 rushes. They gave up, how many sacks did they give up, Stoney?
None.
None. They gave up no sacks. Now, Rocky Lombardi was not outstanding throwing the football.
No.
But he was good enough. And he was good enough because he was not under pressure. He could deliver the ball to wide open receivers when he had to and make some throws that he had to make. But the whole point of this is when you look in Ann Arbor and you say, three trips into the big house, three losses.
They have not had the lead in any moment of any home game. Am I correct?
That is correct. And when they said that in the press box, you and I were sitting next to each other, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. And my question, and what I actually said after the game was, there's no guarantee that Michigan gets to play Maryland. Something could happen with COVID. There's no guarantee that you get to play Ohio State. There's no guarantee. Stop. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, boy. To F them up, I would be.
There is no guarantee that they're going to get a chance to play that championship weekend. So right now they're 2-4. And what they have on film is what they have to live with the rest of their lives. These seniors have to live with the fact that they're 0-3 in the big house right now. They could go without a win in the big house, because there's no guarantee that they beat Maryland.
No.
And so then you look down the road to the team down the road. Is that what we're calling it
now?
Yeah. To a Michigan State team that has on their record this year a physical dominant performance over their rival in Michigan and Michigan State. You look to a team down the road in Mel Tucker that didn't have the opportunity to develop his team. They're doing that throughout the course of the season, and you can see them improve. When you look at what they've been able to do, and I'm drawing a blank. I've got it written down here somewhere. Shakur Brown, two interceptions in that game. They forced four turnovers in that game. They were the physical team in that game. They did not care what the record of the opposing team was. They did not care that they were going into the big house and nobody gave them a chance. They went out there and they played physical. They played like it was the last time they may see the field. And for some of these players, it may be. But Mel Tucker has done with his team what I'm hoping we would see with Jim Harbaugh and this Michigan team. At some point, you play because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. You play with a passion because you have an opportunity that may never come back. That is right now the difference between Mel Tucker, Jim Harbaugh, Spartans, and Wolverines.
You're right. Michigan shows nothing. And the Michigan State looks like they care. At times, Michigan doesn't look like they care.
No, and so when you look and you say, okay, well, maybe it's just one game. But you look over the course of a season and you say, well, who is improving? Michigan State, yeah, they've had against Iowa, that was awful. And they knew it. But you know what? Mel Tucker and the Spartans get a mulligan because they keep finding a way to play physical. And I go back to exactly what I said earlier. The practices started to sound like they were supposed to sound. This is a team that understands they have an uphill battle. This is a coach that understands he has an uphill battle. How do you win games when you have an uphill battle? You go out there with only three returning starters and you play a physical brand of defense.
You mentioned defense. What about the freshman kid, Angelo Gross? He was unbelievable.
At the other corner? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you find a way.
Who on Michigan, on the defensive side of the ball, who's a freshman or a young player, you can sit there and say, man, that guy's really, really good. Daxton Hill does not look really, really good right now.
Well, and the thing that worries me is we saw a
Hinton, he's not a freshman. He looks okay.
He looks okay. But the issue for Michigan's defense, and this is a term that has become vogue in the last couple of years, contact courage, right? Contact courage, well, are you willing to stick your nose in there when you know it's going to hurt? There is one thing, Vincent Gray last year would come up and he would wrap up a defensive or a running back. He would make a hit. What I saw on Saturday was he came up and he tried to take a running back out by just diving at his legs. That's not contact courage. You have to hit somebody with your head up. You have to wrap them up. And I just don't see that from Michigan's defense right now. But to your point, you have a freshman at Michigan State.
Yes.
You have other players that are stepping up because they know if they're going to have a chance to win a game, they have to be the more physical team. They may not be the more talented team. They may not be the better team. But they're going to leave that stadium, that field, knowing what they put on film, if they never get a chance to play the game again, is a physical brand of football. And that's how you play the damn game.
Where's the physical brand of football from the Michigan offensive line? Where is it? What's his name?
I got nothing.
66, right?
Yeah, Chuck Filiaga.
Yeah, what's he doing?
I know
you shouldn't make fun of kids or whatever, but man, he's terrible. If I can see that.
It's very disheartening for somebody that sat in that locker room, that played on that line, and to listen to Jim and Dan call the game, guys that were in that room, and have to watch that myself. I know there's former Wolverines that obviously have had a few things to say. It's very difficult to watch what was the basis, the basic tenets of Michigan football
was the offensive line.
Dominating the line, offensive line, but also defensive mm-hmm. line, dominating that line of scrimmage. You can go through all of the defensive linemen. Buster Stanley, they played a highlight of the goal line stand against Penn State.
Yeah.
Buster Stanley does, you know, he blows up the play, and then Jared Irons comes in and makes the fourth down stop at the goal line. Gain a yard for Michigan, they can't do it, but Penn State does it on a regular basis.
It was tough to see. Thank you very much, Mr. Jansen. A very passionate trip inside the trenches, which is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.